Let's take another look at the studies on sex, gender, and arts adherence. Remember that the null hypothesis is that there is no association between sex and non-adherence to art. Study 1 found a relative risk of 2.1. The p-value for this association was 0.01. Is it likely that a study would give a relative risk of 2.1 with the p-value of 0.01 if there were really no association between sex and art adherence? If the risk of non-adherence were the same for men and women, that is, if there were no association between sex and art adherence, then the relative risk would be 1.0. This study found a relative risk of 2.1 with a p-value of 0.01. The small p-value suggests it's very unlikely the study would have given a relative risk at least as extreme as 2.1 if the true relative risk were 1.0. Under that circumstance, if the relative risk was 1.0 with a p-value of 0.01, we would expect to see a result at least as extreme as 2.1, by chance only about 1% of the time. The observed association between sex and art adherence is therefore unlikely to have arisen by chance.